This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk a little bit about happiness and a few other things that perhaps you could buy with the credit card. I don't know, Cody. What do you think about this poll? Some intangibles that can and can't be bought.
Okay.
So should we go through some of them? Political influence. That kind of depends on the day, right?
It does.
You know, some days yes, some days no. Seemed like yesterday, no. Social status. 86% of people say social status can be bought.
Well, how else can you get it? Can you get great social status if you're living in a hovel?
Mother Teresa, okay. She had pretty good social status.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
All right, what else you got?
She always wore the same outfit. Fun. 85% of people say fun can be bought. I agree. Don't you? I mean...
Yeah. You can have fun. There are, you know, a lot of great things in life that you don't have to buy, but... There are things, if you could buy them, that would be great.
Yeah. Career success?
One sometimes goes hand in hand with the other, unless it's success in radio.
Right, exactly. Legal immunity, for sure. And I'm surprised how low it is. 71% say legal immunity can be bought, I pretty much think.
I wonder how that compares with where that would be like 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Good health. It's interesting because I used to think good health could be bought, but I don't anymore because, like, for example, Linda McCartney.
It can't buy good health. It can sure help.
Right.
I mean, the lack of money can buy bad health.
True. But just because you're totally loaded doesn't mean you won't get touched, you know?
Right, which, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Here's another one on here. Athletic success. Look, if me and my kids were trillionaires...
You'd still suck.
We would still suck at basketball.
At the shuttle run.
Can money buy you a sense of humor?
No!
I don't think so.
I mean, Jay Leno was really, really rich, and he's never been funny.